I must have seen when she told me so sincerely. Why she must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do? What can you do when a love affair is over? And drawn and sad. Oh, I see it still. Oh, her heartbreak in that last look. How she must have asked, could I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do? What can you do when a love affair is over? All over.
That was Confetti and David Brandon. And How Insensitive. That was by Antonio Carlos Jobim. We're taking telephone dedications this evening, or we will be for the next 27 minutes, because we're going to close the lines at 3 o'clock, and any dedications we have then will string right through the programme, You and the Night and the Music. We've got two lovely lasses up there working, Teddy and Sue, and they'll be working until 3. So it's 01, if you're outside London, 580-4411. That's in the next 27 minutes. So don't be too disappointed if you can't get through, because there's lots and lots of people trying to ring up. We've got a message from the Texaco Tartan platform, which is 100 miles from Aberdeen, out there in the North Sea, from Jeff Langsdale, or Longsdale. He's the radio officer, and we're going to try and ring Jeff up sometime after 3 o'clock and have a little chat with him, see how life is like out there on the Texaco platform, 100 miles from Aberdeen, right out there in the North Sea, and we'll try to do that between 3 and 4. And a message for or from Greta, Norma, Gail, Barry, Bill, Pauline Graham, with lots of love from the children and Reg Lay in Sheffield. Happy New Year. And also the folks in Manor Park Road. And Pam Rathmel of Vigo Village, which is near Mepham in Kent. And she wants to wish a Happy New Year to someone called Ray Moore, who I understand is a disc jockey on Radio 2. I think he's in Scotland tonight. He may still be listening. My good wishes to you, Ray, and also from Pam Rathmel, Vigo Village, which is near Mepham in Kent. Right, it's now 26 minutes to 3 o'clock. High time to hear now from the man with his thumb permanently on the pages of the Radio Times. His wife's always telling him about it, Tony Barnfield. It's with his regular preview of the week ahead on BBC Television.
Thanks, Bill. Let's start with music. Blue Danube, probably the best known of the huge catalogue of works by the Strauss family, and almost certain to be included in this year's New Year's Day concert from Vienna, which is on Radio 3 later this morning at 10 o'clock. Then in the evening, Richard Baker will present highlights of the whole thing on television.
The New Year's Day concert, we didn't televise it last year, and rather a lot of letters of protest, so I'm glad to say that it's come back again. It's very glossy and pleasant a rather undemanding occasion, but it's extremely colourful with all the dancing and the orchestra, of course. There's nobody quite like the Vienna Philharmonic to play the music of Strauss.
The New Year's Day concert from Vienna is on BBC Two this evening at 5 to 6. Also on Two, the BBC television Shakespeare continues on Sunday with an unusual way of presenting four of the histories, as Sean Sutton, the overall producer, explains.
The very early plays, the three Henry Sixes and Richard, they're fairly early plays. And what is unique about this presentation is that virtually the same cast goes all through the 200-odd speaking parts, and that the entire presentation of the four plays is done in virtually the same set. It's a sort of Plantagenet children's playground, and the difference of England and France, for example, is demonstrated by the royal red and gold banners of England or the blue and white fleur-de-lis of France.
Sean Sutton, and this Shakespearean serial begins on Sunday at 7:15 with the first part of Henry VI. Later in the week on BBC Two, a modern-day classic, the film version of John le Carré's The Spy Who Came in from the Cold. In this scene, Nan asks Alec about his beliefs.
Well, I believe that a number 11 bus will get me to Hammersmith. I do not believe it would be just by Father Christmas.
That's not a cause.
Or would you like me to believe in Pan, God?
Oh, Smith, I don't believe in God either.
No? What do you believe in?
Me? History. Partly. Partly freedom, partly.
Nah, don't tell me you're a bloody communist.
Yes.
Made in black and white in 1965, not that I think you'll notice that particularly, as the acting's superb. Richard Burton and Claire Bloom there, and the cast also includes Sam Wanamaker, Cyril Cusack, Michael Horden, Robert Hardy, Bernard Lee and Rupert Davis. The Spy Who Came in from the Cold is on BBC Two on Wednesday evening at 9 o'clock. And on Friday on BBC One, a new serial with the world of espionage to the fore. The music you can hear in the background is its signature tune. It's called The Fourth Arm and stars Paul Shelley as Major Gallagher.
The Fourth Arm is Special Operations Executive, SOE. During the war, there were commandos. They did a lot of propaganda work, and they took on the sort of jobs that none of the others could do, a lot of the undercover work. And the title Fourth Arm covers everything that wasn't the Air Force, the Army and the Navy.
Paul Shelley, who co-stars with the excellent Philip Latham in The Fourth Arm, beginning next Friday at 8 o'clock on BBC One. And there's more homegrown BBC drama starting earlier in the week and running every night at 9:25. It's a new love story called Mr. Right, with David Heyman in the title role.
What can I say about Mr. Right? It is a thriller, love story, set in the mid-50s. Raymond, who is Mr. Wright, slightly sinister, slightly disconcerting. Esther, his lady, delightful. Are they in love? Yes, of course they are. Where will the love go? That depends on the sinister undertones of Mr. Wright.
Sounds more like a thriller than a love story. Anyway, it's on BBC One, Mr. Wright. It starts on Tuesday at 9:25 and runs through the week up to Friday at the same time each evening. Well, that's set in the 50s, at a time when four lads from Liverpool were in their early teens. By the 60s, they'd taken over the world, or so it seemed, when Beatlemania was at its height. And apparently all that shouting and screaming still goes on. A documentary on Tuesday at 8:10 on BBC One will be charting Beatlemania from its origins in the Cavern Club 20 years or so ago, right up to the present day. And among the Beatle fans they'll be talking to is our very own Kenny Everett. Well, now, one of my quick quizzes. Ready? There are two voices in this next little extract, both very well-known actors. And I'll tell you, the American is John Wayne. But who's the Brit?
Well, where do we pick up this Larkin?
Well, he's under surveillance.
Surveillance? You come to the States for a prisoner, and we'd have him standing by handcuffed at the airport.
Yes, but you see, under our judicial system. Mr. Larkin has the right to apply for bail.
Well, unfortunately, we have the same law. That's how we lost him.
Rather careless, wasn't it? I think you can rest assured that that won't happen here.
John Wayne as a tough Chicago cop on the trail of a notorious American crook, and a not too auspicious first meeting with his British counterpart, Commander Swan, played by a man perhaps better known as a director at this particular moment. Yes, that's right, Richard Attenborough. And the film that came from is Brannigan. That's the name of the American detective, and it's on BBC One next Wednesday at 7:10. And on BBC One this evening, there's a documentary about Mr. Attenborough and Mr. Gandhi, a behind-the-scenes location report on the making of the highly praised Gandhi, the realisation of a dream for Richard Attenborough. And that's on BBC One tonight at 10:20. Tomorrow, the return of a winter Sunday favourite. Gordon Giltrap and Heart Song, the music used every year at this time to introduce the holiday series, that marvellous chance to sit back and sample some of the sunspots around the world, and worlds away they seem. Though not for Cliff Michelmore, he gets out to quite a few of them. Indeed, when I spoke to him just recently after coming off the air standing in for Jimmy Young here on Radio 2, he explained how he'd been rushing all round the world.
Well, I came back from New Zealand and those parts, back here for a couple of days, then I went to West Africa, to the Gambia, then I flew back from the Gambia one Sunday, and I started being Cliff Michelmore's answer to Jimmy Young the following day, so it's been a fairly busy, hectic time, I have to tell you.
I presume the travelling was for the holiday programme?
The travelling was for the holiday programme. Our long-haul destination this year is New Zealand. I've done about visiting friends and relatives through the Reunion Club and going out there, because they've got a huge number of people go there. We're in our aircraft alone, there were 64 people going to New Zealand to visit friends and relatives. So I've covered that, and I've done the North Island of New Zealand, and Anne Gregg came out, and she's doing quite a separate programme. She's covering the South Island of New Zealand. But I ought to mention, we do have a new reporter on this series. We've got Sarah Kennedy. Sarah Kennedy, with whom I worked in Southern for a whole number of years. And she's a wonderful girl. Like Sarah very much.
She's the lady who's game for a laugh.
That's right. But she's doing some weekends for us. We're doing weekends in Britain, one of the things we're doing. We're looking at the Jeet. We haven't been back to Jamaica, for example, for a number of years, and we've gone back to Jamaica this year. We've looked at holidays for the under-25s. The ways of going through France. There's always something new coming up on the holiday front.
And you can see Cliff found the holiday programme every Sunday at 6:05 on BBC One. And his last Radio 2 programme is on Monday morning at 10 o'clock. He somehow got the whole family working at the moment. Next Wednesday's Be My Guest on Radio 2 features Cliff and Mrs. Michelmore, G. Metcalf. And we'll soon be seeing their son, Guy, on the BBC Breakfast Time programme.
When he was at Oxford, he always said that he didn't want anything to do with the media whatsoever. He'll probably deny that now, but he did. I discovered that he was broadcasting for Radio Oxford. Then when he came down, he went to Radio London, went and worked in Anglia Television, and he came home one day and he said, "I've just been offered a job." And I said, "Where?" He said, "At the BBC." And I said, "Cool, you go back to Lime Grove. I started there in 1950. Anyway, he's a super fellow, a good reporter. My daughter's appearing in Pantomime at Bournemouth, singing and dancing and all that bit.
And you'll go and see her.
Oh, yeah, we've never missed yet.
Delightful man, Cliff Michelmore. And that's about all from me for now, Bill. Back at the same time next week, I should wish you a very happy New Year.
You should indeed, Teddy. Thanks very much, and happy New Year to you.
BBC Radio 2, Travel News.
Well, now, the weather shouldn't present any problems for drivers on this first day of 1983, but in Northern Ireland, Scotland, Northern England and northwestern areas of Wales, there'll be heavy and prolonged showers. The rain will slowly move south and east, but overnight eastern and southeast districts of England will be cloudy and mainly dry, with possibly the odd shower. Most roadworks have been suspended until after the New Year holiday, so they should. Drivers are unlikely to find any serious delays, however. Drivers travelling north could encounter delays on the A1 in North Yorkshire because they're traditional. There's single-line traffic in both directions near Dishforth, north of Wetherby. If you're travelling to the Channel ports, there are lane closures on the southbound carriageway of the M25, that's near the M20 intersection, and on the M20 there are more lane closures between junctions 5 and 7 to the east of Maidstone. On the outskirts of Dover, watch out for diversion signs in connection with the building of the new terminal extension, and a reminder, please be alert for pedestrians who may be a little bit tired and emotional and walking about in the middle of the road. Last but not least, members of the BBC Travel Unit wish everyone a happy new year with safe and pleasant journeys during 1983. I had one or two phone calls here in the studio, one from Colin Berry, who's very, very busy at the moment doing the early show. He said he's been up and about for 24 hours for the first time in his life, and also to Bill Crozier, who'll be with you tomorrow morning on You and the Night of the Music. He's celebrating with his family at Car Shorten. So good luck for 1983 to Colin Berry and to Bill Crozier. And some more of our telephone dedications for Dougie Smith, who's in Glasgow at the moment. That's from his girlfriend Tisbah, I think it is, T-I-S-B-A-H, in Rochdale. Love from Tisbah to Dougie.